One more question. When should teenagers have phones, if at all?
I really don't know. I really don't know. Again, it comes to the parents. Let me talk about my life. I left my country when I was 14, a girl, 14. I didn't have a cell phone. There was no cell phone. There was no telephone, nothing. My parents made sure that I left the country with a decent lady that had boardings for foreigners' boarding house. They made sure that I have a good schooling, and they trusted. This is how, at my time, life worked. And I went to Switzerland, and like many, many other kids at my age, or maybe older. And I didn't talk to my parents. We wrote letters to each other. It took 7 to 10 days. I survived. They survived. And all of that happened. Again, we go back to addiction, collective addiction, collective phobia, collective mistrust that is happening in the world. Now, where do we draw the line? Wherever you want to draw the line, as your family. But we can't deny the old time being a better time than now. And we can go back and review it. Why was it a better time than now? Why did we have an easier time than our children have? Because we were not bombarded by information and pressure. Pressure from society through internet and all sorts of things. So let's just stay a little bit old-fashioned. And then as a parents, we think that what is best for our kids, if they need to have a telephone, then get it for them. But if you don't find a necessity or danger, then why give it to them so they can surf the internet? Anyway, bottom line is that we've got so many amazing parents on the phone, they can make their decision for their own kids. But that is definitely my view, even though I'm not an old-fashioned, but there are certain things that are wholesome and I like to hold on to them.